This is Northwest News from KPLU. People who love games, everything from the ones on the computer to board games, will dominate downtown Seattle this weekend, attending the convention known as PAX Prime. People there can try out brand new games or learn how to make their own, or attend panels, including one about writing music for video games. KPLU's Ashley Gross spoke with one of the panelists, a young woman composer from New Jersey.
Alyssa Menez grew up playing classic Nintendo games from the 80s, The Legend of Zelda, Mario, and Kid Icarus. She fell in love with those tunes.
The melodies were just so catchy. It's like, you know, after I would stop playing the game, I would still hear that melody in my head.
Menez studied classical composition and learned lots of instruments, among them guitar, bass, ukulele, and saxophone. At the same time, she's always been into playing video games.
One day it just hit me. I was like, I can write music. I'm pretty good at this. I should make music for games. Why not combine these two things that I love?
She immersed herself in the world of game development and started getting hired. Here's some of her music for the multiplayer cops and robbers game called Pixel Prison Blues. Menez says she wanted the music to be a bit gritty to evoke a jailhouse feeling. Menez says it's kind of an intellectual puzzle putting the music together for a video game because it's not linear.
You have to make music that loops and also changes with what the player is doing. So, the player is almost controlling the score in a way, which is really interesting.
There aren't all that many women composing video game music. She's hoping when she gives her presentation at PAX, one or two women in the audience will be inspired to follow her lead. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.